those two have always talked about wanting to be here, wanting to be part of the turnaround here. Does that get increasingly difficult? And when you see a guy like Joe Hayden getting ready for the playoffs, do you get really envious about that type of situation?
I mean, when I got, you know, teammates or ex-teammates so they go to other teams, I'm always excited for them, their success. For me, I'm here, you know, so I can only do what's best in my ability and, you know, helping this team win. So, you know, I like to see them, you know, do their things and be successful. But right now, since, you know, I'm in Cleveland, I want to be a part of the turnaround. So I'm just, you know, working hard for my teammates to – for my teammates to, you know, get through this phase that we're in and, you know, start winning games.
You guys have improved in so many defensive categories. But why do you suppose there are a bit only 11 teams?
I can't answer that. You know, we just need to get around the ball more. You know, make it hard on the quarterback and, you know, try to go for these forced fumbles. You know, that's all that we can do as a defensive unit. I don't know why, you know, we're that low on turnovers, but we're going to continue to practice it and, you know, try to get better at it.
Hey, Chris, before the Haslams decided to bring Hugh back, did they consult with any guys in the leadership council about their opinions?
No. You know, usually they keep that, you know, upstairs for office. They don't really want to discuss it with the players. So I don't know. What persuaded the decisions or whatever. You know, I'm just a player just trying to
win
games.
Say it again. Is he still the right coach here?
Yeah. You know, he was a good coach. You know, he's a player's coach. You know, I don't like getting to, you know, who should be here, who shouldn't. You know, who's ever here, you know, they're going to be our leader. And right now, he was our leader.
Do you believe that he's going to be back? I mean, I know what Jimmy said 3 weeks ago, but that was before, you know, 0-15 and maybe even 0-16.
I think he'll be back.
Yeah.
Hey, when this turns around, you're going to have to deal with these AFC North teams because you play them twice a year. Hmm. Is there a considerable gap, do you think, between yourselves and the Steelers and the Ravens and the Bengals?
No. I mean, if you look at all the games that we played in the AFC North, it hasn't been blowouts or anything like that. First time playing Pittsburgh, you know, say you take away that amazing catch from Antonio Brown, it's all a different ball game, you know. So I don't see it being a huge gap.
How different are they without Antonio?
Well, he's their playmaker, but you know, they have other players to step up. You know, Juju is playing at a high level right now as a rookie. You know, Le'Veon is going to be Le'Veon. Big Ben is going to do what he do. So, yeah, they're missing their leader and their key piece, but they got other pieces that, you know, can be a spark to the game. So, you know, AB is not playing, so we're just shifting our focus over to just, you know, making sure we stop Le'Veon, making sure we stop Juju, and make it hard for Big Ben.
You expected to see all those guys?
Yeah, I'm expected to see, because, you know, they're still trying to get, you know, their home field advantage and stuff like that. So I'm expecting to see, you know, their guys come out there, but if not, we just play whoever's out there.
You talked about turning around a little bit here today. Do you think you guys can turn it around and become a consistent winner with you?
Yeah, I have no doubt in my mind. You know, we got the right people here. You know, the players, I think that our chemistry is growing stronger. So I think that we have the right guys here in place to win games. So we just got to do it.
Have you spent much time with John Dorsey?
Yeah, I talked to him here and now. He's a smart man. He knows a lot of football. You know, he's always making guys, you know, think about being better, doing better, everything that you do. You know, think football. And that's something that, you know, you can just tell that he has a lot of experience in, you know, bringing the right guys in, kind of, you know, having that mentality where we need playmakers now. And that's what I get from him. That's the sense and the vibe that I get from him. So we have some good discussions, and you know, I think that he's the right guy for us here.
So, Miley, we're here with one game left. How are you processing potentially 0-16?
I'm not even thinking about 0-16. You know, I'm just trying to win a ball game. Everything else to play itself out. I'm trying to win. So, for me, like, putting 0-16 in your mind is not a good thing to do. So, we're just trying to win this game and start the season for next season. Started out strong, and this hopefully this will roll into next season.